sickness. Medicaid. KUPD.
Brady, do squirrels eat birds? Probably not.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Really?
Because I saw a video of a deer eating a bird the other day.
They do that? I didn't know.
Every once in a while.
That's one of them toxic. I don't think that's supposed to happen.
It doesn't happen too often, but a lot of times if it's a dead animal, you'd be surprised what animal.
My pool guy just sent a picture of my little pool room, and he goes, that squirrel that lives in here is mutated. There's feathers everywhere.
Could have gotten into a fight, a little skirmish.
With a bird?
Yeah, if the bird was going after, if there were
Well, they can't get out.
Youngsters.
If the bird's trapped in that little room and he's trapped in that little room, I don't know how the bird got in there. B, there aren't youngsters, I don't think.
And then if the bird,
children?
And if the bird was big enough to try to get the squirrel out of there, that could have been a battle.
Well, if the bird was big enough to get the squirrel out of there,
it decided to try.
Look at the pictures. It miscalculated the size difference because the bird lost this fight. I don't see any squirrel hair.
There's
a good shot.
Yeah.
You saw that sugar glider just face jumped front that it. Cat. So maybe the squirrel's like that. Jumped on that bird.
The bird is torn in half. That's if the bird thought, I can take this squirrel. Whew, you might have OJ of squirrels.
You might have a badger living under there.
The OJ.
Hello, Twitter world. This little bird thing's going to live in my pool house today. He's out of his mind. How you doing? I name you Nicole, and I'm going to chop your head off, because that's exactly what happened here. I mean, the bird is in pieces. I didn't know squirrels could do that. He's the only one in there.
Feral cat?
He wouldn't, I don't know how he'd get in there. I really don't. You'd have to go through the tunnel that squirrel uses, and that isn't just an in and out. That thing's way down to Granada Park. That's 2-3 miles from my house is where that squirrel's entry point is. It's got a beautiful underground lair. That's crazy. Oh, I just got a text. Megan said she tried to save a bird out of the dog's room last night. They're starting to come inside. Birds have been trying to get into my house for the last month or two. It's my house is like the Marriott next to the Twin Towers. There's just these thumps of bodies keep happening. What is going on?
boom.
I'm like, I got post-traumatic. All these birds keep mashing into my windows. And they make the bird print. You got to try to figure out how to wash that off without getting lice. Stupid birds. Go get them, squirrel. Anyway, I got to go home. Fix that. Brady, it's time for you to entertain us all. Somebody just said squirrels do eat birds.
Oh, wow.
Squirrels, like many mammals, are opportunistic omnivores.
Ooh.
From Jay Gutentag. Also an optimistic omnivore. She eats anything.
Yes.
I learned that in the joint,
that
man.
One up, Jay.
Let me tell you.
I'm an opportunistic omnivore. Spread them.
Omnivore.
I'm a meat eater. Tell you what, man. Jay Gutentag going in on that thing. Opportunity's knocking, and I'm an omnivore.
She'll eat a bird if it's big shade.
Yeah. I don't like feathers on my bird, man. Gotta pluck that. You know what I always say, Brady? You gotta pluck it before you...
Rule number one.
Rule one in the joint, man. If you had a clean lady. I read Miss Manners. Anyway, it's time for the entertainment drill. It's brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black Self-Defense Training. And once again, celebrated each and every day. It is Law Enforcement Appreciation Week. We need to do that and say thank you to the police. Yesterday, did you see what happened with the police yesterday? You saw Looney Tunes with scabs all over their faces saying that their car was stolen with a baby in it. Turned out they were lying. But 50 cops, they are there to serve us. And if yesterday didn't prove that, that they do that, you get a stolen car, they're not going to go out of the way. You get a baby in that car and they lose their minds. Turns out the baby wasn't real and those people lied. But you got to appreciate that. And then those are those moments where you really have to appreciate them and say you put these police officers in really bad situations yesterday and took away from what they really do by lying and doing horrible things. They deal with terrible people all the time. So appreciate law enforcement like the folks at ReactDefense.com are telling you to. They train a lot of cops up there. They do a lot of training for situations where you got guns, you got knives, you got all sorts of stuff. Weapons training is unbelievable, and they also will take care of your office. Again, FBI stats, your office is the most likely place for you to run into an active shooter or a situation of violence. That is the place most likely you'll have it. So they do all sorts of things for your office, seminars for your office, things like that. Check out everything they have to offer on top of the great training and basic education that you're going to be getting up there through Tactical Black. Easy as punch. ReactDefense.com. They got it in Phoenix, Glendale, and Chandler. They got you surrounded. What you going to do? ReactDefense.com. The home of Tactical Black. Brady Entertainment.
This Is Us is ending, if you're a big fan of that show.
Not.
They re-upped, did a renewal in 2019, a three-year deal.
And it's over.
NBC just said, good enough.
That's enough depression. Have you ever watched an episode of that thing?
No.
Its whole design is there isn't an ounce of fun in that show.
Lisa watches two really uplifting ones. Have you heard of the show A Million Little Things?
I've heard of it. I don't know.
So it's a guy that's among their friend group who decides to jump off a building.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the rest of them dealing with the fallout. There is not one uplifting moment in the whole
this
show.
Is
it's
us.
Been going for like three seasons.
Somebody told
horrible.
Me it's amazing.
It is. It's a drag watching it.
It's brutal. Well, that's the This Is Us thing. It's like this is like the characters. And I'm like, what are they doing?
Yeah,
the guy
she
dies.
She watches that
and
all the time.
She's got, man.
So they probably aren't ending because of a toxic workplace.
But living like with Toledo, Ellen. I could see where that would be your excitement. Yeah. I want to show about suicide and see if I get any pointers.
You're welcome.
They're coming out and also saying Ellen is ending. But she signed a three-year deal in 2019.
Well, she's ending with this contract.
And she basically said, I knew when I signed that one in 2019, I figured this was the last one.
She told everybody that this is it. So 2021 is her last year or 2022?
2022.
Okay, yeah, she's got a year left.
I also heard they're looking at Tiffany Haddish to replace her.
She did a good job. Actually, you know, I'm not a big Tiffany Haddish fan as far as her stand-up goes because I just not.
Right.
But she hosted for Ellen. I forget where we were on vacation or something. I watched. I'm like, she's actually, this is kind of what she's built to do. She did a good job.
Sophie Turner freaked out when the paparazzi took pictures of her baby, which I can understand. You know, it's just creepy.
Yeah.
Why do you want pictures? But she knows why. Sell the photos to magazines. And,
again, if you're clamoring to see Sophie Turner's baby, you're the weirdo. It's not the paparazzi. It's the people who look at the pictures the paparazzi sell.
Bob De Niro will play Sebastian Maniscalco's dad in the comedy About My Father.
There he goes. Bob's taking whatever he can get.
De Niro and Maniscalco, though.
Sebastian's stuff about his dad is pretty hilarious.
It is funny. I'm going to be the dad. I'm good at comedy. I'm good at comedy. Sebastian, I need a job. Who would have ever guessed? Sebastian Maniscalco.
I know.
Who are you? Why are you calling? It's De Niro again. I need some work. I'll work as an usher at one of these shows if you're interested. Stop calling here. Why?
You're just not the guy.
Got $20. I'll be your dad for real. Hello?
Hi. Is this Toledo?
Yeah?
I'll be your dad. I'll be your dad for $20.
I'm in.
De Niro's
I've got
my
40.
Dad.
Can I have 2 days?
He's got an email from somebody, too, that said, I like Brady's idea for National Reset Day. We'll call it Richard's Dad Day because he invented it.
This will sell you more on F9, John.
What's that?
The movie, Fast and Furious 9.
Oh, that.
F9. Come on.
You can't, sell
me on that. F and F9.
You're in on this, Brad.
No way.
Are they fast or are they
furious?
One
of the stunt scenes was the idea of the director's 9-year-old son.
It's got to be genius.
That sounds
that's
about right.
Because
that's the IQ level of the audience that's enjoying F9.
Did you see the rundown of the 10 highest paid athletes in the world in the past year?
I could be their dad.
Number 5 was Bron, $96.5 million.
That's pretty good.
Number 4, Dak Prescott, $107.5 million.
He just got a boost.
Yeah.
Mike Trout's got to be up there.
Ronaldo, number 3.
Ronaldo.
120 mil.
That's amazing. I was going to say soccer used to dominate this. The fact that Bron's doing it is all on Nike.
Lionel Messi, number 2, 130 mil. Number 1, Conor McGregor, 180 million.
Oh, because he bought a whiskey factory.
Yeah, but he had
he had money, but he gets paid
top dollar to just show
I don't think
up.
The whiskey is the one that's
the whiskey's doing it. That's where that's
really
Clooney
doing it.
Became a billionaire off whiskey. All these guys,
The Rock,
Sammy Hagar, the whiskey's worth. That's why everybody does a vodka or a whiskey or a tequila. You make
just because of the name, you can charge an up.
Yeah, Clooney and Julia Roberts' husband, they're the money that Tres Amigos thing. It's
Casamigos.
Casamigos.
That stuff is good too.
And it's good tequila like Triple come in here and go, Brett's a rube. He drinks tequila that's different. Well, but that stuff's pretty darn good for like just sipping.
For over the counter
For the OTC.
For over the counter.
Well, it's not, but because
the other stuff's in a glass jar.
Trip goes in a glass case. He doesn't,
I got Trip a thing of tequila for his birthday 1 year, and I looked at him like, all these seem reasonably priced, so I don't know if they're any good. Because I know the one I had was like $150 a shot with him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was 1947 something. So I want to, you know, return the favor. And I went to that glass case, and I'm like, how much is that one? Like, And the guy just kept talking. I'm like, that's a lot of numbers. That was a long answer to that. Like, let's scooch down here a little bit. That one's only $3,000. Nope. I hear that thigh part starting. I'm like, nope. What's the low end of the case?
Now you're getting out of the case.
How do I break into the case and not kill myself? Well, there's this one over here. It's only $1,000. All right, I'll just take the Casa Amigos. It's good, though. It is a good tequila. I didn't know tequila had different levels like that until you have the really good stuff. And that was Trip didn't pay for those shots. That was my birthday at Steak 44, those Middle Easterners that sat next to us, and they broke out the tequila, and Trip was, that is a good tequila. And I went to the bathroom. I came back, and Trip's at their table. I made friends with them. Hala Hamas, Hala Akbar. I'm like, okay, I don't know what you're doing, but it's free tequila. They go, that stuff's like $150 a shot. I go, ugh, and it tasted great. I wouldn't spend that much on a shot of tequila.
Can I break in with some
I hope so.
Questionable news? Our listener Chad has sent us this and asks where Brady was.
Questionable news. Yellowstone National Park officials investigating grizzly bear incident caught on camera.
He says, is this Kirby here on the right taking the picture as the grizzly bear charges?
Yeah, it is. It's the Bogans out for a grizzly
photo. Knows better.
I don't know if there's a full video of it or not, but Chad is wondering.
Yeah. It isn't, but someday soon it will be.
I'm going to go to Yellowstone, Kirby Derbs.
That's it.
We're going to pet a grizz.
You should have John wants the convention of the John Holmbergs.
Oh,
you should
God.
Have the convention of people that entertain wildlife. Yeah. Whoa! That is a video.
And a bear.
Let me go back. Oop, okay.
That rube deserves to get attacked.
I agree. If you get out of the car with grizzly bears nearby, it's not the grizzly bear's fault.
There's a canyon in between the two little moat.
Yeah.
So you think that's still a good idea?
Yeah.
This is why I worry about it.
I'd get on the other side of it.
But there's also a bridge.
That's not the zoo. That's
ride
Yellowstone.
That grizz into
that's
the mountains.
Yellowstone Park.
Yeah, Brady.
That's his home.
There's a bridge over that canyon in the form of Kirby's giant foot. That bear will climb right over to it. We're out of here. Let's get the heck out of here and be done. Thursday's in the books. Larry's coming up next. You guys have yourselves a fantastic Thursday, and we'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. Bye!
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.